All right, Kibosai, good morning, everyone. A good chodesh. Let's begin brand new parak. In Meretz Hashem, I want to begin by thanking our sponsors. First of all, by thanking our Talmud Torah sponsors for Chodesh Menachem Av, Avram and Shindy Kelman, for dedicating all the Shurim and Drushas this month with the hope that this Tisha B'Av will be a Chag, a Yom Tov filled with joy and the eternal Beis HaMikdash. The week of learning sponsor, Ira and Miriam Grossman, in honor of the yahrzeit of Ira's mother, Freida Bas Shmuel, Avron and Gali Obaum, in commemoration of the 37th yahrzeit of Avron's grandmother, Rose Lerner Reisel Bas Chanuch, and in the merit of a refuah shlema for Sarah Bas Reisel and Shraga Moshe Ben Fega. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all the neshamos will have an aliyah. Families in Chama, and those who require a refuah should have one together with Kol Chole Yisrael. And we'll say with that, let us begin. So brand new parak. Today's daf is Kuf Lamed Ches. We have a lot to do today. We're actually beginning from Kuf Lamed Zayin on the base 137b, and we are picking up at the Mishnah. So remember again, so a little bit of a different topic now. Actually really quite fascinating, as you'll see in just a moment. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says as follows. You can go ahead. We'll use this following translation. You could set up a strainer on Shabbos, and you could pour into the. I'm sorry. You could set up a strainer on Yom Tiv, and you could pour into the strainer on Shabbos. Now, we'll say, now, what is this referring to? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Tolenas hamishmeres shemesanin ba shmari yayin umosach pia lechol sad biigul v'naase keohel. Al-Khalal Hakli. So also, here's what you're doing. Imagine for a moment you have a strainer that's like a net. It's like a net. You're hanging the strainer into the barrel, and you're going ahead and pouring the wine into it. So there's two things that are happening over here. Number one is that what you're doing is, if you can imagine, you're pulling the side of the netting and putting it over the side of the barrel. So effectively, you are creating, according to Rashi in Ohel, you are creating like a structure, a rooftop structure for the interior of the barrel. That's Aleph. So we have the creation of an Ohel. That's number one. And number two, what we have over here is the act of pouring something through a strainer. Now again, what these issues are going to be, Emir Tzashem, we will see in the Gemara. But those are the two issues that Rashi points out. Number one, the creation of an Ohel. So again, also just to understand where the Ohel is over here. The Ohel, the interior of the Ohel, or the inside of the Ohel, is the interior of the Kli. The roof of the Ohel would actually be the strainer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you can go ahead and put the strainer into the barrel on Yom Tiv, but you can go ahead and pour wine into it on Shabbos. So if you look at Rashi, actually let's just finish the Rashi. Rashi says over here, Va'afa gavda avid ohel shari b'yam tiv kiv nefarish b'gimar. And even though you're creating an ohel, apparently according to Rabbi Eliezer, the creation of an ohel on Yom Tiv is permitted. Aval b'shabbis misla l'chatchila lo. But the creation of an ohel on Shabbos would be something that we would not want to do. Aval im tluya hi nostan l'socha shmarim u'mesanin de'in derech bora b'kach. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, halacha l'maisa, what the Gemara says is as follows. The Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, on Yom Tiv, you are lechatchila permitted to make this kind of ohel, and of course, pour the wine into it as well. On Shabbos, you can't make the ohel, but what you can do is go ahead and pour wine into it. Good. The Chacham say, in Tolenas HaMishmeres B'Yom Tiv, they nostan letluya b'Shabbos. So the Chachamim say, no, you cannot go ahead and put the strainer on this barrel on Yom Tiv, nor can you pour into a suspended strainer on Shabbos, aval nostan letluya b'Yom Tiv, but you can, halacha l'maisa, pour wine into a strainer on Yom Tiv that has already been set up before Yom Tiv. So we'll say, here is our machlokes. Says the Gemara, hashtar. So we'll say, so this is very exciting. This is very exciting because the truth is, we've never really had a discussion about the concept of creating an ohel before, right? That we've never done before. So this is something a little bit new within our Masechta. So let's go. Says the Gemara, hashtag, Rabbi Eliezer asufe ohel arai lo mosvinon l'me over l'chatchil l'shar. Now, the truth is not totally true. We did have a discussion about ohel before when it came, remember again, to the pekak hacholon, the putting in of the shutters into the structure. So remember again, Rabbi Eliezer said that you're not even allowed to add on to an impermanent structure on Shabbos. Would he actually allow you to create something new on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, or Yom Tov, I should say. Mahi, what's the case? Where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer does not allow you to add on to a temporary structure on Shabbos? This nan, pikaka cholon, if you have a widow, a window shutter, Rabbi Eliezer, and bismat shekasher v'tali pokikin bor. What's we have this? Rabbi Eliezer says, if the shutter is tied to the structure and suspended, then you can put it back. Ve'imlav in pokikimbo. But if not, you can't put it back. Ve'chum nechum se benkach u benkach pokikimbo. The chum say either way, you're permitted to go ahead and put it back. So as you see, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're not even really allowed to add on in an impermanent fashion, right? You can't add on anything. See, this is the only way to go ahead and reshutter the window is mamish if it's attached and suspended. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yochanan. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Komodim Shein Osin Ohel Arai B'Tchila B'Yamtiv Ve'in Sarach Lomar B'Shabbos. And Rabba Bar Chana says everyone agrees that you cannot make a temporary structure on Yamtiv, and it goes without saying you can't do it on Shabbos. Lo Nechluku Ela LaHosif. The Limachlokes is, can you add on to a temporary structure on Yamtiv? Shabbalazar Omer Ein Masifin B'Yamtiv Ve'in Sarach Lomar B'Shabbos. Shabbalazar says you can't add on Yom Tov, so not on Shabbos. So Chama Mosif in B'Shabbos, Vein Tzarech Lomar B'Yom Tov. And the Chum say, you can add on Shabbos, and certainly Yom Tov. So Bo says, what's going on over here? So Rabbi Eliezer seems to be on record as saying, you cannot add on even to a temporary structure on Yom Tov. And yet, Halach Lamaisa, the Mishnah seems to be indicating that Rabbi Eliezer allows for the creation of an actual Ohel Arai, a temporary structure on Yom Tov itself. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya in Ben Yom Tov the Shabbos Ela Ochal Nefesh Bilvad. The Braisa says, in general, there's no distinction between Yom Tov and Shabbos except Ochal Nefesh, the ability to engage in Melacha for the sake of food preparation. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Af Machshir Ochal Nefesh. And Rabbi Yehuda allows even for preparatory acts. Rabbi Eliezer Machshirin. Machshirin. So it says, remember again, according to that, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you absolutely can go ahead and set up the strainer on Yom Tov, even though, again, you are creating an Ohel Arai, a temporary structure. Why? Because Lamais, at the end of the day, this is Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. To be clear, why are you setting up this Ohel Arai? Let's understand. Why are you doing this? Why are you setting up the Ohel Arai? That's being done in order to go ahead and filter out the wine. You want to get out the dregs in order to be able to drink the wine. That's machshiri ochal nefesh. So halacha lemaisa again. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could do machshirin. If that's the case, then halacha lemaisa, even though it creates an all arai, it's okay. To which the Gemara says, "Imr deshamin lo Rabbi Yehuda b'machshirin sheyef shalas tzmir Rabbi Yom Tov, b'machshirin sheyef shalas tzmir Yom Tov mi shamis." Right? I will say that's fine. But even Rabbi Eliezer who allows for the performance of machshirin. He allows for the performance of Machshirin, which could not have been done the day before on Erev Yom Tov. But any Machshirin, which can be done before Yom Tov, certainly, again, should be done before Yom Tov. If that's the case, Rabbi Osei, there is no qualitative difference if you set up the strainer on Erev Yom Tov or on Yom Tov itself. If that's the case, you have to do it on Erev Yom Tov, to which the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, adifim with Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently, Rabbi Eliezer is even more permissive than Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, I will say it turns out that the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you are permitted to go ahead and put up the wine strainer on Yom Tov, even though what? Even though halacha lamaisa, you are effectively creating an ohel arai, a temporary structure, is not really because Rabbi Eliezer allows the creation of a temporary structure on Yom Tov, but rather it's because Rabbi Eliezer allows machshirei ochel nefesh on Yom Tov. Not only that, he allows machshirei ochel nefesh even for machshirin, which could have been done before Yom Tov. A pretty dramatic shita. The Chacham, on the other hand, say, no, you cannot go ahead and put up the strainer on Yom Tov. And not only that, but and you can't pour anything into a strainer on Shabbos, but you could pour something into a strainer on Yom Tov if the strainer was set up on Erev Yom Tov. Ibailahu, Tala Mai. So what happens if the strainer was already put up? I'm going to go say, Tala Chayiv Chatos. Well, I'll say so again. If it was already put up, right? If you put it up, what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yossi says, if you put up the strainer on the barrel, you're Chayiv Chatos. I'm going to Abai Alamiata. Tala Kuza Besichsa. Hachanami Nimechayiv. Are you going to tell me then that if you hang a jug on a peg, that you would also be chayiv. That you would also be chayiv. Top of kof lamed ches. Ela amr Abayi midrabanan hi shelo yaseh kiderach shu osa b'chol. So Abayi says, you're right. At the end of the day, the reason why the Chachamim in the Mishnah prohibit you to go ahead and put up the strainer, both on Yom Tov as well as on Shabbos, is that halacha lamaisa is an isser midrabanan. This is drabanan. Look at Rashi. Ava amar bayi midrabanan. Tap Rashi kof lamid ches. Kaas shudu chachamim demaslisin de lo shav kinale lemisla leme avid uvda dechol. So I say this is very interesting. So Abayi says, in reality, this is not like real Rebos. Remember again, now actual creation of an ohel could be an isra da'araisa of bone, of building. So Abayi is saying, what's happening over here is not an isra da'araisa. There's no isra, real isra da'araisa involved over here. Rather, again, this is an isra da'rabonon of the d'chol. Apparently, the creation of an ohel arai, the creation of a temporary roof, the creation of temporary structure, according to Abayi, will be an issue of Uvda Dechol. But also, Uvda Dechol is a fascinating category of, it's a kind of like a catch-all category of things that may not be biblically or even really rabbinically prohibited, but resemble weekday activity. So because they resemble weekday activity, therefore they should not be done on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mankit Abaye Chumri Masnisa Vitani. So Abaye used to collect Chumrus from different brises, and he compiled them together. So let's see, here are some of the Chumrus. Hagud v'hamishmeres, kila v'kise, kise galin, lo yasa. So we'll say, listen to these cases. Good. Now Rashi says over here, good, who are shal behema tafor, upiv rachav mod, v'yishlo shinotzim v'ovri drachim emalin osin yayin, ochala b'makom shetokin shama aleim, lalun v'shotchin oso upiv masuach agabe yisedos. Varuach overes, we're supposed to listen to this. So this essentially is a wineskin that halacha lemaisa was very wide on top. So what you would do is, when you would go out and camp for the night, you wouldn't just put the wineskin down. Instead, what you would do is, you would put pegs in, and you would spread the wineskin out. Now, the reason you did that is so the air should travel through the wineskin so that the wine should not spoil. So that's the good. Mishmeres is a strainer, like we've seen before. Kilo, Rashi says, Shiyesh Bagago Tefach, is a canopy, like a bed canopy. And I will say, but canopies are only going to be problematic, we're going to see, is if at least there's a flat area on top that is at least a Tefach. Again, we'll get into this in just a moment. Kise Galin, Rashi says, Kimomita Galalanisa, the Kiravahu Shem Makum, Umefarkin Mito, saying the Kis Osan, Vitonin Osan Iman, Vichosun Umechazran. So apparently, again, this Kise Galin was a type of chair that was made up of different parts. So when you were no longer using it, you would disassemble it, go to your next location, and then reassemble it there. So in all of these cases, Abaye said, Lo yaseh, you should not go ahead and erect these items on Shabbos. Why? Because halacha lemaisa, they have the status of an ohel arai. Each of these items have the status of a temporary structure, right? The wineskin, because it's spread out like a roof. The mishmeres, the strainer, because it covers the interior of the barrel. The kila, the canopy, because again, if you have a canopy with a flat part on top that is at least a tefach, that in fact is a roof. And the kisei galin, because ultimately, again, you're assembling and disassembling it. However, v'im asa, but if you did so, pater aval asar. So we'll say again, the halacha concerning these items is only dirabbanan. So if you did go ahead, in fact, and do it, it is pater aval asar. However, oale keva, a real tent, lo yasa. V'im, so we'll say any formal structure, you should not create on Shabbos. V'im asa chayiv chatos. And if in fact you did so, if you went ahead and you constructed an ohel keva, which means a real structure, a real ohel, you're going to be chayiv chatos. It's an isir da'oraisa. Aval mita v'kisei treskel v'asla mutar lintos l'chatchila. People say a regular bed. Or a regular chair, a basket. So actually, take a look at Rashi. Aval mita shalana mechuberes va'omedes im haise zekufa omuta al tzida murtu lintosa liyishiva al regla. Va'afak av dehashta avit oal shari delo midi avit el liyisuva. Let's listen to this. Well, so you say to yourself, what's the problem with putting a bed down on Shabbos? So remember again, technically speaking, you could say a bed is an ohel also. What is a bed in ohel too? The area underneath it. But since, again, the bed is made for sitting on top of it, therefore that does not really create an ohel situation. Kise trasko, we'll say, is like a folding chair. It's like a folding chair. Right? So you would fold it up, you'd unfold it. So because essentially all that's missing is an act of unfolding, not really an act of building or creation, therefore it's permitted to fold it and unfold it on Shabbos. Asla, Rabbi, say, interestingly enough, is like it's like a foldable toilet. So what they would do is they would have like a chair, a seat, and essentially, again, the way they were created toilet was they'd cut out the fabric in the middle. So I guess you'd put like a bedpan or something underneath that. That would be your toilet. So you're permitted to go ahead, fold it on, fold it. So we'll say this is actually quite fascinating, and this actually has dramatic halacha l'maaseh ramifications for anyone with young children, because one of the interesting shailos that comes up regarding Hilchos Shabbos young children is the opening of carriage canopies on Shabbos. Can you close and open carriage canopies on Shabbos? Shabbos, again, bipashtos, that sounds like a paradigmatic case of an ohel arai, right? That going ahead and closing. Shabbos, I just want to point out, we're actually going to see some of this halacha today, but interestingly enough, you see a school of thought that says anything that just like is open, closed like that, like easily open, closed, the opening of that is not tantamount to the creation of an ohel arai. Since it's made to be opened, since it's supposed to be opened, therefore, again, by definition, there's no real halachic problem of opening and closing. We'll see that a little bit more in just a bit. V'enosna tluya b'Shabbos. So remember again, the Chachamim said that even if the strainer was already, what's the right word, positioned before Shabbos, you still can't pour wine into it on Shabbos. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, "Ibayluhu shimer mai." So what happens if you poured wine into the strainer? Shimer, right? So you poured wine. What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, "Am Rav Kana shimer chayiv chatos." So Rav Kana says, "Isidoraisa, yichayiv chatos." Fine. So the Gemara says, "I'm sorry." Maskif l'Rav Sheshes. One second. Mi iki dirabanan mechayiv chatos. Rabbi Eliezer Shari Lechatilin, I will say, now if that's true, that the Rabbanon actually say that the act of pouring wine into the strainer is in fact an Isser D'Oraisa, then I will say, understand the incredible gap on the opinions. The Chama going to say that it's an Isser D'Oraisa, and Rabbi Eliezer is seemingly saying what? That it's Mutar Lechatilin. Do we ever have a machlokis like that? Where one opinion says Isser D'Oraisa, and the second opinion says mutar lechatchila. We don't normally find that. After all, the Gemara says the maskif lo Rav Yosef alamalo. Why not? We do find that elsewhere. Hare ir shel zav. We'll say. Remember again, the ir shel zav. We'll say the ir shel zav was a tachshit. We learned about this earlier in Shabbos. Was a beautiful golden like tiara that the women used to wear. That almost looked like the skyline of Yerushalayim. We'll say how beautiful to learn this on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, right? The Ir Shel Zav. So ultimately, again, so this was this tachshit, this beautiful ornament. So what about the Ir Shel Zav? So let's remember again. So the shaila was: can a woman wear out her Ir Shel Zav on Shabbos or not? The Rabbi Meir Mechayiv Chatos. Rabbi Meir says that Shechayiv Chatos if you wear it. Ayi it's in Isidoraisa. Rabbi Eliezer Shari Lechatchila, and Rabbi Eliezer says that it's Mortal Lechatchila. So Rabbi says, so again, Maihi. So Rabbi says, what exactly is this case? Tisanya. Lo Seitze Yisha Be'er Shal Zav, Vim Yotza Chayev Eschad Ezer B'meir. A woman should not wear out her golden tiara of Yerushalayim on Shabbos. And if she did so, she's Chayev Echatos. These words are B'meir. V'cham Nechum say, Lo Seitze, true, she should not go out. Vim Yotza Petura. But if she goes out, she's totally Pater. Pater. So Rabbi says, so remember again, so that's fine. Petura means what? Patal Ava Aser, which is an Isidra Banan. So you have again Rabbi Eliezer, we have Rabbi Meir saying it's an Isidra Isa. We have the Chum saying it's an Isidra Banan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yotzi Isha Be'ir Shalzav Lechatchila. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, a woman could wear her Ir Shalzav out, even Lechatchila. So we'll say it's pretty dramatic. So you have over, so you want to say, I'm going to buy you one second. Mi Savis Rabbi Eliezer Ad Rab Meir Kai, Damar Chayev Eschatos. Adrabanan kai de amri patra aval aser va amar luhu ihu mutra lechatchila. The Gemara says no. Youth Rabbi Eliezer is not commenting on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer is commenting on the Chachamim. So you will say the way this machlokis plays out is as follows: is that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir says to wear out the Ir Shel Zav is an Isidoraisa. Chachamim say it's an Issa Derabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer says Mutr L'Chatchila. When Rabbi Eliezer says Mutr L'Chatchila, that's because in his understanding of the Machlokes, the most Chamer Shita is who? Is the Chachamim and not Rabbi Meir. So the Chachamim are saying that it's Asr Mutr L'Chatchila, and Rabbi Meir is coming along, and, excuse me, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, coming along and saying it's Mutr L'Chatchila. But Rabbi Eliezer is not really dialoguing here at all with Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it's an Issa D'Oraisa, to which the Gemara says, Mishum Mai Masrina Bay. So I'll say this is very interesting. So now, okay, so what we've established is, let's say at least according to one opinion, according to Rav Kahana's understanding, Halacha Lamaisa, the act of going ahead and pouring wine into a strainer is an Isra Daraisa, Bichai Bachatos. Okay, which malacha are you violating? What is it exactly that you have done wrong? So the Gemara says, Rabba Ar Mishum Borer. Rabba says, it's Borer. It's borer. Boser, remember again, borer means the act of going in and separating ochel from psoles, or psoles from ochel. Right? You go out and separate the good from the bad. That's what you're doing over here. Rabbi Zira or Mishum Merakid. Rabbi Zira says it's sifting. It's sifting. I both say now, again, interestingly enough, borer and merakid are in the same family, but they're different malachas. So the shaila is, what are you chayiv for over here? I'm a rabba, kavasi didi mistabra. I think I'm right that it's really an issue of borer. Why? Just like by borer, you take the food and you leave behind the psoles. So Drubah said, what are you doing over here? You're taking the wine into the barrel and you're leaving behind the dregs in the sieve. Rabbi Zera kavasi didi mistabra. Rabbi Zera says, I think I'm right. My madarko shemarakid psoles milamala va'ochal milamata. Both say, in sifting, generally the psoles remains up top and the ochal falls down to the bottom. Af hochenami milamala va'ochal milamata. So too over here, halacha lemaisa, the psoles, which in this case is the dregs, is on top. And the ochel, the food, in this case the wine, is on the bottom. So both say, halacha lemaisa, that's the machlokes. So Tani, tell me Rabbi Yecheskel. So we'll say, now we're going to talk a little bit. So again, so machlokes exactly which malacha is that you are violating when you go ahead and you pour the wine through the strainer. So the Gemara now goes back a little bit to some of the discussion regarding Ohel Arai, the creation of a temporary structure on Shabbos. Turn around, Rabbi Yecheskel. Talis kfula lo yaseh. But we'll say, you shouldn't make a talis kfula. Now, interesting, what's a talis kfula? So we'll say, so this is a, essentially you have four poles and you put a piece of fabric on top. A makeshift tent that doesn't really cover the sides as much, right? But Lamaisa, the goal is a canopy on top. So the Gemara says, right, because you shouldn't make a talis kfula. Vim asa, but if you did so, patra aval asar. If you did so, it's asar midrabanan. We'll say, why is it asar midrabanan? Because Lamaisa, again, it is an ohel arai. Remember again, the only time it can be chayim midrabanan is if mamish you're making a real structure on Shabbos. If what it is that you're making is temporary, it's an issa d'rabbanan. So you put up a canopy. You put up a canopy on Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, again, that is an issa d'rabbanan. Haya karuch alea chut o meshicha. But this is very interesting. However, if let's say before Shabbos, you put on one of the poles, right? You put on one of the poles, let's say a string or a piece of the fabric. I will say, so imagine the following idea. You have four poles. Normally during the week, you'd put like a cloak on top of it in order to go in and serve as a roof. So imagine on Erev Shabbos, you attach part of the cloak, but you attach it in a way that all you really need to do is pull on some of it and the entire roof spreads out. So the Gemara says, Mutr l'ntosa l'chatchila. Then it is mutter to go ahead and pull on the rest of that roof on Shabbos l'chatchila. So we'll say, this is very interesting. What this says essentially is that even the problem of Ohel Arai, of creation, right, creating a temporary structure, is only when you're starting from scratch, when you're starting from nothing. But if l'maisa, part of the process has already been done on Erev Shabbos, so you attach that talis, that cloak in some way, and some piece of, you know, fabric is there. So all you need to do is really pull down, and the rest of the tent top spreads out. That's going to be mutu lechatchila on Shabbos. Quite interesting. What about a canopy? They're both saying, in this context, the canopy usually means like a bed canopy. So what's the status of a canopy? Amarle af mita asura. Even, and I will say, Bryce is going to read a little bit strange, so we'll read it and then we'll explain it. Even a bed is asur. Mitamahu, what's the status? What's the halacha with the bed? Amrali af kilo muteres. Even a kilo, even a kilo, even a canopy is muter. So the Gemara says, kilo mitamahu. What about a bed and a canopy? Amrali kilo asura mitamuteres. The kilo, the canopy is usur, but the bed is muter. So we'll say, what's happening over here? Velo kasha, hadika amr af mita asura. So we'll say, when we say that the mita is asra, that's like a karmanoi mita. We'll say, what's that? Look at Rashi, kide karmanoi. Hainu galilinasa, sheparko machzira vahu shem makum. So we'll say, this is the type of bed that was made up of different pieces. That halacha lamaisa, you construct and deconstruct. So if you construct and deconstruct it, then halacha lemaisa, that's the problem of building it on Shabbos. Haduk amrali af kila muteres, and when we say that a canopy is muter, kidrei bar yecheskel, like Rami bar yecheskel. We'll say, what does that mean? Rashi says, karach alechot. We'll say, that's the case. When is putting up the canopy muter? When you attached part of the canopy already on Erev Shabbos, all you need to do is pull on a piece of fabric, and the rest of the canopy unfolds. Kila asura umita muteres, Kididon, we'll say the case of the forbidden canopy, but the permitted bed, that's like ours. That's like ours. We'll say, now what does that mean? So remember again, a bed, as you spoke about before, if the bed is a complete unit, so we'll say, so what they're imagining over here is, imagine your bed is standing up against the wall. You want to put it down because you want to go to sleep. Aye, but if you do that, aren't you creating an ohel? Because at the end of the day, aren't you now creating an ohel for the space underneath the bed? No, but since the bed's not used that way, right? The bed is used for the area on top of it. Halach lamaisa, putting the bed straight down is not a problem of ohel. And I will say the kilo, the canopy that they're saying is usur, we're going to say there are different types of canopies. Some canopies came like to a, to a point at top, on the top. We'll say if you come to a point on the top, that is not problematic. Canopy is only going to be problematic when there is at least a tefach of flat space on top. The definition of an ohel, the definition of a roof, of a structure, is not something, is not simply a covering, but rather it is a covering that has at least one tefach of flat space. We're going to see that in just a moment. So the Gemara says as follows. Am Rav Yosef, chazina luhu likili de bei Rav Huna. I used to see the canopies of the house of Rav Huna, the me'arta nagidu, umitzafra chavita ramya. In the evening they were spread out, and by morning already they were folded up. If you look at Rashi, then they are tenag gidu mitzafra chavita. Beleli Shabbos reisim prusos ulaboker reisim mushlochem laaretz ama motor leforka hachenami motor lentosa. So we'll say the idea is obviously they're permitted to go ahead and put up and take down because I saw them up on Friday night and down on Shabbos morning. Amarav Mishra Michia vilon motor lentosa motor leforka a curtain. We'll say vilon in this context is a curtain. Rashi says. It's like a curtain that serves as a doorway. So you could put up a curtain, you could take down a curtain. Because we'll say, again, there is no issue of an ohel unless, of course, there's a roof. Right? The definition of an ohel, really, for Shabbos purposes, is halach lamaisa rooftop. So a curtain, as much as it's a doorway, there's no problem putting it up and taking it down on Shabbos. So va'am rishmo mishun rabbi chiyah, amad beiz, kilas chasanim, mutrilintoso or mutrilifarka. Similarly, again, I will say a bridal canopy. A bridal canopy, you can put it up and you can take it down. I will say now, why? What's the logic over here? A bridal canopy was obviously over a bed, but Lamai said there was no tefach of flat space on top of it. It came to a point. It just came to a point on top. So I will say, when you have something that comes to a point on top, halacha Lamai said that is not a problem of ohel. Therefore, again, you could put it up, you could take it down on Shabbos. That's when can you put up and take down the bridal canopy? Only if the rooftop did not have a tefach of flat space. But if there is a tefach of flat space on top, asura. Ultimately, again, you cannot go ahead and put it up and take it down. Not only that, I will say, if there is a tefach of flat space within three tefachim of the top of the roof, that's also problematic. So I will say, this is actually very interesting. So it gets a little bit technical for just a moment. The definition of an ohel is something that has at least a tefach of flat space on top. What the Gemara is saying is that even if it has a tefach of flat space within three tefachim, i.e. lovud, to the top, that also makes it problematic. If within three tefachim of the top, there is a tefach, a flat space, That also makes it into a bona fide olam. We promise to put it up and take it down on Shabbos. V'lo amran ela she'in b'shipua tefach. We'll say this also only if the slope doesn't have a tefach. Aval yesh b'shipua tefach, shipui olam ka'olam damu. The slope of the tefach could also go ahead and count as part of the roof line. So the Gemara says, v'lo amran ela delo nachis mipuria tefach. Aval nachas mipuria tefach aser. Look at Rashi just a moment. Aval nachsa mipuria tefach. Rashi says, ha'u tefach. Havakir lo ohel vamita naasis lo gag. So we'll say this is also assuming, in let's say a case of a bed, where halacha lemaisa again that the let's say the sides of the tent can't extend below the bed. If they extend below the bed a tefach, then effectively what happens? So the area underneath the bed is enclosed as well. The top of the bed then becomes the roof, and you've effectively created an ohel. Okay, I will say, I would just say for our purposes, the most important thing to remember in all of this is that tefach of space on top. So first of all, anything that comes to a point, so if technically speaking, you know, if you were to put up a tent on Shabbos, assuming that it's not just like a real like tent that comes to a point at the top, technically speaking, that would not be Asr on Shabbos. It's quite possible that it's not even Asr Midirabana. Now, again, it probably would fall under the category of Uvdo Dechol, weekday activity, so you would not do it. But at least, it's not a problem. The only problem with an oil is when you have a tefach of flat space. So I'll say, so just for a moment with this, the baby carriages, this is why the conventional wisdom with baby carriages is as follows. There's a machlokas aposkim, if opening up, I don't know what you call, you know what I'm talking about, right? What is it? Sunshade, thank you. Right, so opening up the sunshade, Rabbi says machlokas aposkim, is that a problem of creating ohel arai or not? It's a big machlokas aposkim. Now you know what it is. Some say yes, you're creating a temporary roof. Others say that this is like the folding chair of the Gemara. It's only to be opened and closed, opened and closed. So the Chazal clearly treat that something that's open. So let's say conventional wisdom is a very simple fix. What's the simple fix? Leave it open before Shabbos, at least the tefach. As long as it's open before Shabbos already, at least the tefach, then by definition, the oil has already been created. Once the oil has been created, so opening it more or opening it less doesn't make any difference. Once the oil is there, the oil is there. So conventional wisdom is halacha lemaisa, go ahead and keep it open at tefach, and that way you're good to go for Shabbos. If you didn't, and let's say again it's very sunny, the baby's uncomfortable, you're nervous. So again, definitely yeshami lismoch to open it up. But lemaisa, if you could open it up a tefach before Shabbos, certainly better. So the Gemara goes by Devam Rav Sheshes, Brave Rav Idi, Hai Siana Sharif. So we'll say this Siana, we'll say what's a Siana? It's very interesting. Siana, Rashi says, is Kova Shalavad. It's a felt hat. This is interesting, right? There's a felt, you could wear your felt hat on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Va'itmar sena aser." But we learn that the felt hat is aser. Lokasha hadi ispe tefach hadales pe tefach. I will say everything depends on how big the brim is. If the brim has a tefach, then apparently it's aser because of ohel arai. Incredible, right? It's aser because of ohel arai. If it's less than a tefach, it's not aser because of ohel arai. So we'll say, so this is mamish araya. You know, it's interesting how styles change. Right now, today is the small brim hat. People look like yodelers, you know, when they walk around. But again, lemaisa, different discussion. So apparently, halacha lemaisa Chazal didn't like the large brim hat because they pose a problem. They pose a problem alts ohel. So Gemara says, really? So we'll say, one second. But then, what about the following case? Let's say I have a cloak. And I pull my cloak over my head. And I pull it out an additional tefach. So that's also a problem of ohel arai. So we'll say, sometimes with the Gemara is a little bit strange. Is you tell me that an article of clothing could actually become an ohel arai? The Gemara says, Elo lo kasha. The Gemara says, you're right. It actually has nothing to do with ohel. What's the concern? The concern about wearing these larger hats is that they may blow off, and therefore you may come to carry it, which makes sense. We'll say with a very large brim, so obviously, again, the wind could catch that and take it off. So the Gemara says, if the hat is firmly set on the head, then einachinami. The Gemara says that you can wear that on Shabbos. If it's not as firmly set on the head, then it ultimately, again, could be problematic. Shalach liran bari chesko avhuno. Emolon easy. Hanach mili mal yus. The amrat lan mishmei d'rav. Tarti b'shabbos chad d'rav. So now, listen to this Gemara. So, Rabbi Mari chesko sent d'rav huno. Rahuna, our friend, tell us something beautiful that you learned in the name of Rav. And we heard that you learned two things regarding Shabbos and one thing regarding Torah in general. Here we go. Shalach Lei. Shalach Lei. Hadisanyo. Good bikisna, mutul and toso b'Shabbos. We'll say good. Remember, good. This goes back to Amud Aleph. Good is that wineskin. So remember again, this was this very large leather pouch that they used to carry wine. Now, the chapovir is as follows. At night, remember when they would camp, is they would stretch out the wineskin. They'd have pegs, and they would suspend the wineskin on pegs. They did that so that the air should be able to circulate through, and the wine should not go bad. So the Gemara said, right, it says, you could put up your good, you could put up your wineskin on the pegs on Shabbos. Amar Rav, and Rav explained, Lo shana ella bebeis b'nei Adam. That's only true if two people are putting up the wineskin together. Aval ba'adam echad aser. But if two people are, but if one person is doing this aser, we'll say, now what's the logic? So apparently the concern was as follows. If one person is putting up the wineskin, it's going to end up being very taut. And because you have to do one side and then go to the other side afterwards. Because of that, there's a problem that it looks like you're making ohel arai. If it's two people and they do it together, it's not going to be as taut, and therefore not a problem of ohel arai. Good. Amar Abayi. Bekila filu beis b'nei adam aser. When putting up a canopy, Abayi said, even if two people are doing it, it's going to be problematic. Why? Efshar delo mimsecha porta. Because it is impossible that ultimately, again, they're going to go ahead and stretch it out a little bit. So what I said, the concern over here is, if these items get too taut, then lemaisa, again, then they really have the appearance of the creation of an ohel arai. Idach mahi, what's the other halacha? Desanyo, kira shenishmata achas miyakosea, motla tatala. Let's say if you have an oven or a stove, and one of the legs of the stove or the oven came off, you can still carry it on Shabbos. Because I was saying, an oven or a stove with one leg is still going to be usable on Shabbos. Shtayim, however, if two legs come off, aser. Ultimately, again, it's going to be aser. Because I was saying, once two legs come off, it is no longer considered to be a utensil. Rav Amar Afilu Chad Nami Aser. Rav says, no, even if one leg comes off, you really shouldn't carry it on Shabbos. Why? Gezeira Shema Yitaka. Because we'll say the concern is going to be that what? That perhaps you will go ahead and come to affix it tightly. In other words, we'll say the concern over here is that if one leg comes off, you'll come to go ahead and really push the leg back in very tightly. And the issue over here is Bone, binyan. It could be either binyan or makibit patish, depending on which opinion. So we'll say, so those are the two halachas that he brought down by Shabbos. The Gemara says, Torah, what interesting halacha did you teach by Torah? We'll say, we're going to actually get into now some incredible, beautiful, magnificent, overwhelmingly amazing Agarta. It's going to start today, and the Meretz Hashem is going to go into tomorrow as well. So we'll get through as much as we can today. So the Gemara says as follows, Torah, Damarav, we'll say, listen to this. Asida Torah, first wide line, Koflam and Chesam and Beis. Asida Torah Shetishtachach Me Yisrael. So Torah, unfortunately, is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. We'll say, this is speaking about in the future. Now, generally, the understanding of this Gemara is, this is a reference to the pre-Messianic era. In the pre-Messianic era, Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Shneimar, v'hifla Hashem es makoscha. So we'll say, because the pasuk says, Hashem will be mafla, will be mafla your afflictions, makoscha. Hafla azu, en yodea mau. I don't know what hafla means. Kishu omer, lochin, hinini yosif la hafli esa amaze, hafle vafela, have omer hafla azu Torah. Now we'll say, now the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yishayo. And again, the pasuk says, "I will go ahead, lachi hinini Yosef lahafli esam azeh hafle bafela. I will intensify ultimately again hafle bafela." Now the end of that pasuk is va'avda chachmas chachamav, and the wisdom of the wise will be lost. So it must be that hafla refers to Torah wisdom, and therefore, again, when the pasuk says v'hifla Hashem es makoscha means Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to intensify your suffering by not only having physical suffering but also forgetting Torah. So Rabbi says the Gemara, turn Rabbanon, incredible. When the rabbis entered into the vineyard in Yavne, Rabbi, remember again, Yavne is where the Sanhedrin relocated to before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They said, Torah will be forgotten from Klal Yisrael in the future. In the pre-Messianic era, Shneimar, Hine yomim bo'im nu'um HaShem Elokim, v'shlachti yira'av baris, as the pasuk says, in Amos, days are coming, Hashem says, and I will send a famine in the land. It will not be a famine. People will not be hungry for bread. They will not be thirsty for water, but they will desire to hear the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv, v'no'u mayim ad yam u'mitzafon v'ad mizrach yishotet levakish es tivar Hashem v'lo yimtso. And we'll see further, one of the pasuk says, people will seek out the word of Hashem, and they will not be able to find it. Which tells us something amazing, that there's going to be some type of dynamic in the pre-messianic era where Torah will mamish be forgotten. So Devar Hashem, what does it mean Devar Hashem? Zu halocha, Devar Hashem, Zahakit. So that refers to halocha, it refers to kates. So both sides of the kates refers to messianic calculations. Devar Hashem, Zu nevua. So nevua is not going to be here. To be able to, the ability to forecast messianic revelation won't be here. Halocha won't be here. Umay yishotet lavakesh as devar Hashem. And what does it mean again? That literally they will, we'll say yishotet means like they will search. Yeah, they will search to find the devar Hashem. So the Gemara says, listen to this. So amru asida isha shetikol kikar shel truma. Because we'll say the following scenario will play out in the future. A woman will take a loaf of bread of truma that was cooked in an oven which was tamei, v'tachser bebatei kneisos ubatei midrashos leida im tamei v'im tahorehi, and she will take the loaf of bread to the Beis Medrash, to the shuls, and she'll ask a simple shayla: is the bread tamei or not? We'll say, so presumably we're talking about over here a loaf of truma which was baked in a tamei oven v'ein mevin, and yet there will be no one who could answer her question. So the Gemara says, im tahorehi im tamei, what? They can't answer a question if it's tar or tamei. Behejik sivbe. Both say, is that not an obvious, meaning you cook a loaf of bread, you bake a loaf of bread in a tamei oven, is that not obvious that the loaf is tamei? Ksivbe. Mikala ochal ashei ochal, elaleida im rishonahi veim shniahi vein maven. To which the Gemara says, no. The question she'll be asking is the loaf a Rishon? Is the loaf a Sheni? And no one will be able to answer that for her. To which the Gemara says, we'll say, well, you know what we'll do is we'll stop over here for today. So I don't mean to leave you on the cliffhanger. I will say, but what I do want to tell you is that there's some incredibly beautiful and magnificent, magnificent Gemara tomorrow as well. We'll say to everyone joining us here this morning, it's a great schus to welcome so many of you back to share this morning. For those with us on Zoom, it is a great schus that Baruch Hashem we're able to learn online together. I can't see anyone who's on YouTube, but I'm assuming there are people on YouTube as well. But see, Shekoach, it's mamish, like, you know, I feel like this is giving us a little bit of a feeling of like kibbutz galios. We've got some learning here, we've got some learning there, we've got people learning everywhere. And halavai, one day the gula will come and Emirat Hashem will all be able to learn together in one makom, one place, one time. But see, Shekoach, and a good chodesh. Dr. Shasky, really wonderful to have you back.